Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. We design, craft and install beautiful kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Is Ireland's new housing stock more vulnerable in storms than older traditional houses? What happens to a house which uses an air-to-water heat pump and doesn't have a chimney when the electricity goes? Well, here to discuss this, I'm joined on the line by Michael Fitzmaurice from Independent Ireland, TD for Roscommon Galway, and Ciarán Cuff, who's co-chair of the European Green Party. And thank you both for being with us. Michael Fitzmaurice, I'll start with you. I mean, after Storm Éowyn, we had many homes without power for well over a week in some cases. I mean, in your view, has this exposed a weakness in the way we're building new homes?
Most definitely. I think the first thing that needs to be noted is 16 days is a good bit longer than a week. And in actual fact, Claire, there are houses this morning since Friday afternoon still without power in the west due to the what we would call a fairly light storm, because damage has been done from Storm Éowyn. But unfortunately, trees are still in forest causing the same problems as you've covered on a number of occasions before. And I have, unfortunately, for those people that has, you know, invested in new houses, I've seen young couples having to leave their houses, going home to their mammies and daddies for a week and 2 weeks because of the new systems that's in houses. And while those new systems are great systems when the weather is good and while you have electricity, they are being fiercely exposed when problems arise of no electricity.
Well, explain that to us now, to the uninitiated. What's going on there with the new houses when a
storm
happens?
Well, what has happened is, we're gone into most new houses now are left without a chimney. Air to water is the new system, and look at it's air to water. I have nothing against air to water; it's a good system, but you have to have your house fiercely insulated. It doesn't suit the older type houses, and unfortunately, when the electricity goes, everything is gone, and you don't have basically heating, lighting. You don't have anything, so after that, then you're left within the house in trouble. While you might be able to work for a day or two and eat somewhere, you would end up after 16 days that you'd nearly die within the house.
Ciarán, do you agree with that, that the new houses do have a problem, that they're vulnerable in storms when there's a power cut in a way that the older houses with the chimney just weren't, that you could survive in a house that had an alternative source of energy?
Right. Having a backup is really the issue here. And I think there's a lot to be said for having a backup if the lights go out. And yes, a fireplace, a stove, or even a gas heater is a good idea, just as a backup for when a storm hits and the power lines go down. But I mean, I think the bigger picture, I think new modern homes, they are well insulated. The vast majority of them have heat pumps now. And I think that's all a step in the right direction. But wearing my professional hat as an architect, I would say it does make sense to have a backup. And that could be an open fire. It could be a super sir out in the garage for when you need it, if the lights go out for a long period of time. But I think the way forward is to make sure that our new homes are well insulated and we are moving towards greater use of electricity because it is a cleaner heat source.
So if you say that the backup could be an open fire, you're saying that even if you're building a new home, maybe you should think about putting in a fireplace and a chimney, despite the fact that an awful lot of heat will escape through that chimney.
Well, you know, people love fireplaces and they are the heart of a home. But I would say, look, maybe a stove is the way to forward on this in rural Ireland. And a new stove that's in compliance with the Eco-Design Directive is a good thing in that instance. But a lot cheaper than putting in a chimney is to simply have a gas heater for those times which are not that common when the power goes out.
It depends where you live. If you're in parts of the west of Ireland, and I was hearing from people myself over the weekend who are just fed up when the power went again over in parts, as Michael was telling us there. I mean, having had that 16-day period now followed up again with more time with no power again over the weekend, so it is a frequent occurrence in some parts.
Well, my heart goes out to anybody who's lost power for that long. a period of time. Now, the vast majority of houses did have power restored within a week, but there were last year, there were earlier this year, there were thousands who were left without a power for a long time. So I would say, look, having a backup does make sense. I think a stove is better than a fire. And if you have a fireplace, you know, an awful lot of heat goes up the chimney when the fire's not on. But there are solutions there as well. You can get these balloons, these draft excluders. You can buy them in your hardware shop for about €30. And that stops the warm air escaping. Now, don't forget to take it out when you have a fire. But in a modern, well-insulated home, you do find that you're not putting the fire on very often.
Okay.
But maybe you would have it there,
as a backup. Well, you must be heartened to hear that, Michael, that you have the co-chair of the European Green Party saying that you might think about having an open fire as a backup.
Yeah, but let's listen to someone that lives in rural Ireland, not from a distance like Nancy Griffith. The facts are, first of all, open fires aren't being put into houses at the moment. People have moved on long time ago. For anyone that lives in rural Ireland, they use stoves, which are very economical and a good setup. Second of all, unfortunately, if you use the gas or the super ser or whatever you want to call it with the gas, that won't heat the water for you. So, like, what you have to just think is how can you work in the conditions that you have in the electricity. And if you have your little stove and your little circulating pump, for the simple reason, Claire, if you have the air-to-water unit, you cannot use that only on a specialised generator, which is fair big bucks because of the technology, because you have to have an even flow of electricity going into it. That's the first thing. So that's basically ruled out. I've heard Eamon Ryan talking about, I just couldn't believe it was said that the electric car, that you could put it into the house to keep it going. And yeah, you can. What will it last for? One day. So what do you do for the other 15 days? You haven't done either a care then or a bit of light or heat in the house. And on top of that, if you put in your stove and your little circulating pump, you'll have hot water. You'll be able to get, if you can basically turn off one unit and turn on the other, and you can turn round and you'll have a bit of heat and a bit of light, and providing that the Irish Water or the Group Water Scheme keeps a bit of water going to you, you'll survive under the conditions. You mightn't be able to use an oven. And the other thing that should be mandatory in new houses at the moment is a gas cooker, because everyone now has gone electric with the that you can make the dinner on it or whatever, but the day that the electricity is gone, you're in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
And what you need certain little things that will get you over the line for that length of time. You won't live, but what you'll do is you'll survive.
Right.
But the other part you have to watch.
I'm just thinking about all the extra.
Yeah, but Claire.
All the extra things we need now, Michael. We need a super ser or a stove. We need a gas cooker.
I wouldn't be going for a super ser, because a super ser is gas in the house, and it might keep you warm at the to where you're sitting, but it won't look after the whole house. Whereas if you have a little stove, in my opinion, you can circulate the water until you heat the bedrooms and you'll be warm. Second of all, instead of buying an electric hob, we call it, where you cook the dinner or cook breakfast or whatever, you should be putting in a gas, which are barrel of gas outside, the way that you're sound for that. And thirdly, there's a problem, though, that no one has looked at. When you have your house seriously insulated, you have to have a system that changes the air. Obviously, if you have stale air, it has to take out that and put in the air. What's going to drive that, then, on top of the air to water? What's going to drive that when you're within for 16 days mm-hmm. in the same air in your super
Well, listen,
super
talking about
house.
Air quality, Michael, we know that people who burn wood and turf and coal and all the rest, I mean, they have problems with their respiratory health, don't they?
Well, now, Claire, let's call this very clear. Open fires, yes, there was particles. When you talk about a stove is a sealed unit. And I would rather try and live than die of the cold. If you were living in the west of Ireland last spring or last January, if you were living in the west of Ireland over the last few days, you'd be damn glad of a bit of heat no matter what had come. I'd rather chance it and die later than die within looking without electricity.
So you're saying that the new stoves, the ones that Ciarán mentioned
second,
there.
Second of all, yeah. you have smokeless fuels as well that's being used, and you have timber that can be used. but it's within a sealed unit. It's a totally different thing compared to one time. An open fire was the run of the thing 20 years ago, 25 years ago. We moved to ranges. Now we have moved to stoves that are very economical and that can use different types of fuel.
Kieran, so
let that argument be.
Kieran, are those new type stoves, if you're burning a fossil fuel in them, are they safe for your respiratory health?
Well, if they comply with this eco-design directive, they're a big step ahead of what we had previously. But there are challenges for air quality with a stove. Always there in the background is an issue to watch. Not as much as an open fire. And look, ideally, if we're just focused on the air quality, the induction heating is much better. While a stove is much better than an open fire, electric heating is better again. But Michael makes a very good point that when the lights go out and when the power's down for a week or more, it is good to have a stove that you can boil a kettle on the top of and that can heat the main rooms of the house. But I think we can't ignore the issue of air quality. And we do have a problem, particularly in our towns and villages, with a lot of fires and stoves cause real problems when it's not a windy night.
And
we need to be conscious of that as well.
Are you a proponent
can I come in there? Look at air quality in the West of Ireland. Let's call a spade here. Where is most of the storms hitting? It's hitting from, be it Kerry up along the west coast, that's where the worst comes. If you're above in Dublin, I was in Dublin the other day, and it was spilling rain down our country. When I got beyond Kinnicad, heading for Infield, there was no rain. I was coming out of Dublin that evening at 7 o'clock, and a dribble was coming. So we're talking about two different nearly climates in the one country, and we have to deal with what's in front of us. Second of all, have a look at the air quality in rural Ireland. It is pretty good. Have a look at the air quality in parts of Dublin. Why? Because of traffic, because of congestion, because of all of that. And there was one place that had a problem, and find out what was the reason. A few years ago was below in Innes, had a problem. What happened? Because smoky coal in large numbers went down that way. And that's the reason why. Let's look at what it is. Let's look at how you live in rural Ireland.
There's a big difference between living in the open countryside and living...
No place
would
be the ideal world.
Okay. Michael,
but I would rather somebody...
I was just going to say that we do sometimes have air quality in our towns and villages around the country, from Letterkenny to cities like Limerick. So we need to be conscious of that as well. But look, I think we're moving towards greater use of electricity to heat our homes and also to do our cooking on. The modern induction stove is amazing in terms of its efficiency. It's also easy to clean up. So we are moving away from gas. No harm having gas there as a backup if the power goes down, or having a stove there if the power is out for several days or more. But I think we're going to use a lot more electricity for heating our homes.
Well, it has to be reliable. The supply needs to be reliable then.
Well, indeed it does. And for the most part, it is. But I think, as I said in the intro, I think it's good to have a backup. And Michael made the point that some of the new cars do have this bi-directional charging. So you can plug the car battery in to keep your home going.
But do you take Michael's point on that? That then you have no car and you've no power if you use that for a day.
And then after a couple of days, you need to power up the car again. But it can work for a short period of time. Look, I think there's a bigger picture here as well. We need to make sure that our electricity network is more reliable. We need to invest in grids. It's not a very sexy subject, but we need to spend a lot of money on making sure that our electricity grid is fit for purpose, not just in Ireland, but around Europe. And things like interconnectors and things like reinforcing the grid, as we're doing in Dublin and other parts of the country, is an enormous part of what we do. Sure. We also need to learn from other countries. And there were countries in Scandinavia that had a lot of power outages, and they ended up putting a certain amount of the cables underground.
Yep,
now,
right.
That's not cheap, and it's hard to find default when it's underground. But it may well be that in some of the windier locations, we will have to reinforce the electricity network, and we'll have to take cut back on trees beside the wires more. And that's just sensible advice for the future.
Brief last word, Michael, before we go.
Yeah, the first thing, if we want to solve it, to have more reliability on electricity, I know interconnectors is for a national issue. But in the line of, I could name, every time there's a storm, I can name all the areas that we have problems. And it is all back to the one thing, Claire, that we spoke about many times in your programme, going through forestry or where there's trees. And we're still, 9 months later, a government hasn't driven the boot into the to make sure that this is resolved. We need 30-metre cutback each side of all lines. End of story. No ifs or buts about it. Plant the equivalent, I want to be clear on this, of if you take out one tree, plant two somewhere else to make sure that we keep the numbers of trees up. Mm-hmm. But if we don't do that, the people in the west and the northwest and the Midlands who are more susceptible to storms are going to be in trouble. And it is scandalous the way that in the last few days, again, those people in the same areas. I was on the phone all day yesterday to the ESB, the same spots, the same problems. Okay. That's not acceptable.
All right, listen, we have to leave it there. Karen, we have to leave it there.
Michael is making a good point, and we do need to ensure our electricity wires are protected.
Kieran Cuff and Michael Fitzmaurice, thank you both.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.